Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're continuing to celebrate the 21st anniversary of this mayhem. And if you got a complaint, if you got a problem, I'm responsible for everything. Barbara Welton was our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney by education and practice. She's one of the experts. I mean, there's maybe two in the galaxy, and both of them hang out with us, who are the experts in small business taxes. And Barbara Welton, folks, is one of those two. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. And I will tell you, the other one is Eva Rosenberg, and I couldn't get her to stop talking about how great you are earlier in the week.
So we go way back.
I said, Eva, I know she's great. I know she's great. Come on, let's move. She wouldn't stop talking about you. She's a classy lady, and I know you guys know each other. And I'm so grateful that I met both of you a long time ago. Folks, Barbara's book, Small Business Taxes 2019, J.K. Lasser series that she's been doing since she were, what, sixth, seventh grade? Barbara, is that right, for the last 25 years?
Definitely.
Something like that. It is numero uno on Amazon, right, Barb?
In its category, yes.
How long did that take? Like 20 seconds to go to number one? People are waiting on it. This is the Bible. This is the Small Business Taxes Bible, folks. J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes.
And this is the year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. So, all right, Barb, what are some last minute things we can do to impact our taxes for 2000? There's nothing we can do left for 2018. That's gone. I meant 17. Nothing we can do for 17. That's gone. But 2018, we can still do some things.
All right. So let's talk about what we can do for 2018 and what you have to do before the end of 2018 to get ready for 2019, which you really, as a business owner, you need to do. So first, what you can still do. You can still, if you need to buy or upgrade your equipment, you're probably going to be able to write it off entirely. So that's a good thing to think about if you need a new vehicle or whatever. So big write-offs for those kinds of purchases, or there are even some benefits for certain improvements to commercial property. So take a look at what you can do with that respect. Also, it's bonus time. So think about what you're going to be doing in terms of giving bonuses to your employees or yourself and what the company can afford and what you want to do to keep your good employees with you and rather than jumping ship in this tight labor market.
That's a really important point in it, Barbara. And I've been talking about that for a long time now because, you and I well know, corporate America is standing there with a fistful of dollars from the tax cuts they got that we didn't get. They're running out of employees to hire, and so they're going to be poaching our good people. And so I've been telling people, Barbara, if you have a key person that you can't even imagine what would happen if you didn't have them working with you, what would you pay them to stay with you if another company, if a big company tried to poach them and made them an offer? How much would you pony up to pay them to keep them? And whatever that number is, you need to start paying them tomorrow. What do you think, Barb?
I think that's absolutely right. And not only just paying them, but making sure you're talking to them about how their career development and where they can move and what they can learn and that all of that. So, I mean, I think the conversation has to be ongoing.
Yeah. And, in fact, I would say to them, George, Sue, somebody, so you may be poached, you may be approached by big companies. I want you to know how important you are to me. And I don't know if I can meet whatever they may offer you And I would bring it up. I wouldn't act like it doesn't exist. I'd get it on the table. If these are key,
well, I think,
key
yeah,
people.
Sure, that could be helpful. And again, a lot of people a lot of employees have expressed their job development, their career path as being very important. And so having that discussion and seeing that there is some place for them to move up and to learn new things, that's really critical.
Or just bring them a little closer into
bring
them a little closer into the decision making process. Let them feel that they're more involved in the direction of the company. I mean, a lot of times that's what people want more than money.
And they won't have that
with a corporate America, I can tell you that. If they get pushed by corporate America, they'll just become a functionary, probably. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about some things you need to know about qualified business income, folks. That's the new wrinkle in the new tax law that you need to know about if you're a small business. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.